I just really want to commend you that in the middle of a crisis, in the middle of COVID, we have managed to raise 54 million rand for our building project. And we're not finished, but we're not going to start marketing it. I just want to thank you all for your unbelievable sacrifice. There's a young man, I met him just now. He joined this church a week before lockdown. This week he arrived with it. He makes wooden chandeliers, the most beautiful pieces of furniture, and he just arrived with a wooden chandelier. There's another man who came and said he would like to provide our diesel for our generator as long as he's a member of this church. So if you see any guy that looks like a diesel mechanic, just be really nice to him. Say thank you, bless you, all those things. 50 ppm, please. We don't want our air conditioner. If you have a look at our air conditioners, they've even got doors for people to go inside the air conditioners. They're so big. So it's just been absolutely remarkable. We got a money from Hong Kong this week. 80,000 rand from Hong Kong. And earlier on, 250,000 rand from Hong Kong. I mean, we're trying to trace the guy on Facebook. He's not on Facebook. He's not on anything. But somehow God has put us across his path in Hong Kong. And then we've got one dumb Englishman called Clint Walter. Why don't you stand, Clint? I know you were dumb. I didn't realize how dumb you were. I mean, look at this athlete. He's a finely tuned athlete. One of the greatest gifts to 3CR Church. But up on the stage, we're going to just put a quick thing. It's called the Munga, which is a 1,076-kilometer bike ride without stopping. And we have some businessmen in our church who have a non-profit organization called NICA, and they have it registered with SARS, and it's for the advancement of the kingdom and for educating people, which we actually qualify for. So they have agreed to sponsor Clint. It has a tax benefit for your company. You'll get 40% back on your tax. So it's just another vehicle. It's on our website. And Clint launched it 2 weeks ago, and 550,000 rand has been raised through that, which goes straight to our building fund. So I think we can thank God for that. And just pray that Clint will finish it, because if he doesn't, we are carrying zero responsibility. He's going to go bankrupt. He's going to lose everything, his house, his car, and possibly his wife, because she says she's not paying back his stupidity. But it's just, exactly. So it's just an amazing, there are many amazing ways. People are painting things. People are coming to pray. It doesn't matter what you can give. Just give it. We're not looking for amounts. We're looking for heart. Sacrificial, willing, generous giving. We're not going to go into a drive to raise money. We just got a project to finish, which we're trusting God for. And I want to commend you and thank you from the bottom of our hearts, every one of you. I tell you, God smells and is pleased with the aroma that has come off your life. Thank you. Glasses. I'm so shy, I'm not used to preaching in front of people. I've lost my confidence. It's just me, Ricky, and a camera. So many people. And I'm not allowed to walk down the aisle. I hate COVID. I just feel like walking down the aisle. But guys, we're going to do a new series on the book of Colossians. Say Colossians. It's an amazing book, and it's really about Jesus. And if you have a look at my Bible, if you can focus on it there, put it on the screen. I always ask, what is a book about? And you underline the most important words and the words you see repeated the most, and you'll see Jesus. And so this is a book about Jesus, and we're in the middle of a crisis, and we're in the middle of the COVID, but it's a book about Jesus. So we need to hear about Jesus right now, and the solution to the world is Jesus, and the solution to the church is Jesus, and the solution to the building project is Jesus, and the solution to your marriage is Jesus, and the solution to your brokenness is Jesus, and the solution to the abortion that you had 3 years ago is Jesus, and the solution to your disqualification is Jesus. Nothing more and nothing less. It's just Jesus. And I did a funeral, in Harry Smith of all places, waar ek groot geword het tussen Harry Smith en Warden, one of my friend's fathers was beaten to death with a cell phone. Beaten to death with a cell phone. And so he's a John Deere farmer. I had a John Deere hat. So I had the number of days that he was alive, 29371, 80 years and 3 months. I had it on there. And I was preaching in Harry Smith last Friday, Saturday. And a lady walked up to me. She said, weet wat, sien? Jy is 'n onheilige preker. Want as jy daar voor staan met die Bybel in jou hand, moet jy jou hoed afvat. You don't need to put a hat on. You don't need to take a hat off. You don't need to put shoes on. You don't need to take shoes off. You can come to church in short pants or a long pants or green pants or pink pants. Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. And I had a man in my office last week. He said, Rory, I'm trying to make my life right with God, but I've got to give up smoking. You don't have to give up smoking. You just got to believe Jesus. Now, you keep smoking, you'll die earlier, but it's not a condition of your salvation. It's just Jesus. Jesus plus nothing, Jesus minus nothing. It's just Jesus, friends. And the reason why we exist as a church is to preach freedom. So whether you've grown up in a religious background or you've grown up in a demonic background, Jesus is enough for you. And that's what the book of Colossians is about. You don't have to blow a ram's horn. You don't have to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. You don't have to go to Israel. Is it nice to go there? Probably. Is it awesome to follow the steps of Jesus? Probably. But you don't need to. You don't have to celebrate Passover on Friday night. You don't have to eat lamb. You don't even have to celebrate Christmas Day. You've just got to believe in Jesus. The subtitle of this message is Stick the Ram's Horn Down Your Throat. Friends, because we have all sorts of things that apply to us, and we fast, and somebody fasted recently, and he fainted because he fasted for 21 days. And he fainted, and I said to him, why are you fasting for 21 days? He said, the Bible says. I said, no, the Old Testament says. There's nowhere in the New Testament that you see a 21-day fast except Jesus, who fasts for 40 days, and he brings that thing to an end. Don't fast for 40 days to look spiritual. It's just weird. It is weird, and we do it, and we think somehow we're pleasing God. Jesus pleased God. We don't have to. God was crossed with Jesus. He will not be crossed with us. And you're saying, oh, but Rory, there's got to be something else. No, that's why it's called good news. It's almost as if it's too good to be true. And when we preach it in that way, we'll set people free, friends. It doesn't matter. I said this over and over. When you are at your worst, Jesus is at his best. When you've completely sinned and failed and disqualified yourself, you run to a church that preaches Christ, and he will set you free. You say, you don't know how deep I've gone. I said, you don't know how deep he went. You say, you don't know how wide I've gone. You say, I don't know how wide he went. Say this with me. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. That's why we don't speak about money here in this church, friends. All you have to do is preach about Jesus. If you preach about Jesus, the money will follow. If you preach about Jesus, healing will follow. If you preach about Jesus, forgiveness will follow. We have to lift our eyes around Christ. We've got to read the outside of Revelation chapter 1, where John turns around. It says he hears a trumpet blast behind him, and he turns around and he sees one dressed in a white robe down to his feet with a sash across his waist, and his eyes like burning fire, his feet like burnished bronze. And it says, I am the first and the last. Say that with me. I am the first and the last. He is the first word over your life, and he is the last word over your life. Not your upbringing, not your divorced parents, not being born out of wedlock. That is not the first word in your life. He is the first word of your life, and he is the last word. And while you're sitting here, friends, that your business has gone bankrupt during COVID, that is not the last word over your life. The last word over your life is Jesus. And so we don't live in insecurity and disqualification and emotions that go like this. This is a book about maturity. When Christians get to know Christ, they start to live on a stability that changes a world that is ever changing. The solution to this nation is not the ANC, not the government, not Ramaphosa, not COVID, not the government bailout. The answer to this nation is Jesus. And the book of Colossians is building a little bit of heaven on earth. That's what it is. Amen? So it's nice to see you. Welcome. Paul, comma. Say Paul, comma. And if you read the last verse, it says this, I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Say chains. So if you read Acts chapter 9, it says Saul, or Paul, was breathing out murderous threats against the church and against the people of God, and he asked for a letter so that he could throw God's people in prison. So Paul hated Christians and wanted them thrown in prison. Then he had an encounter with Christ, and he got sent to prison and spent the rest of his life getting people out of prison into freedom. And so when we have an encounter with God, all we want to do is set people free. The church is not meant to bind you up. The church is meant to set you free. Completely and utterly free. Amen? To the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Say holy. Turn to the next time and tune, you're holy. But some of you did some bad stuff this week, but he calls you holy. In Christ. Say in Christ. At Colossae. Say it with me. In Christ. At Colossae. In Christ. At Pretoria. In Christ. In crisis. In Christ. In COVID. What's your position, friends? Are you in Christ or are you at Colossae? Are you in Christ or are you in Pretoria? Are you in Christ or are you in COVID? Are you in Christ or are you in crisis? If you know anything about watches, I love watches. But the pinnacle of a watch is a Rolex. And a Rolex watch has got value. But the actual value of a Rolex watch is in the box and in the certificate and in the authenticity stamp in the box. And so if you see a person with a Rolex watch on, you'll say to him, what's that worth? And he'll say, it's probably worth 100,000 Rand. But if I show you the box, the watch goes up in value to about 250,000 Rand. So there's value in the watch, but the box is where the real value is. So my business partner, when my dad died, he bought a Rolex watch. And when we had our strike in our business, he had a break-in in his farm, the farm where I grew up, and they took his gun safe off the wall, and inside of his gun safe were guns and his Rolex box. He had the Rolex on his arm. 2 years ago. Wednesday, about 3 weeks ago, he prayed at night. He doesn't know the Lord. He started praying and he said, Lord, if you answer prayers, all I ask for you is for my Rolex watch back. 2 years later, all I ask is my Rolex box back. Wednesday night. Thursday night he prayed. He said, Lord, if you answer prayers, all I ask you is for my Rolex box back. Third night, Friday night, he prays, Lord, if you answer prayers, all I ask is for my Rolex box back. And then a runaway fire hit the Free State. As you know, some of those who grew up in the Free State, these winds blow and this fire hits and our house has got a thatched roof. So he fought the fire until early hours of the morning to stop our house from burning down. He fought the fire and fought the fire and fought the fire and fought the fire and fought the fire. Eventually, they got the fire under control and the whole farm was burnt. Our whole farm was destroyed. But when he went to work on Saturday morning, this is what he found. A safe in the field that has been lying there for 2 years, revealed by the fire. Grass that was long, and all of a sudden the fire burns through it. And he ran there, it was closed, and when he opened the safe, say in Christ. Keep it up. Say in Christ. In Colossae. Say in Christ. Say in Colossae. You see, friends, my authenticity is in the book. My value is in the book. My position is in the book. This will change all the time. COVID has changed our economic conditions. COVID has changed our social conditions. COVID has changed some of our geographical conditions. COVID has changed our educational conditions. But COVID cannot change our position in Christ. Say in Christ. Can't change it. And so we start to live with a security that is unchangeable by Free State winters, minus 16 degrees on that farm. When I grew up on that farm, our pipes used to burst. Minus 16 degrees, two winters, two summers, rain, fire, hail, snow, wind, sun. But you can't touch the box because it's in a fireproof safe. We cannot touch the identity of the men and women of God because they are safe in the authenticity of Christ. Say in Christ. Close your eyes and say this, in Christ, I'm safe. Say in Christ. I'm safe. In Christ, I'm safe. In Christ, I'm rich. In Christ, I'm holy. In Christ, I'm forgiven. In Christ, I'm clean. You say, Rory, this is too good to be true. This is the gospel. Just close your eyes. Let God minister. You say to me, I'm in debt. I say to you, you're in Christ. You say to me, I'm in despair. I say to you, you're in Christ. You say to me, I'm in depression. I say to you, you're in Christ. This is the greatest reason why Paul came to preach, to teach people they are in Christ. Not Christ minus smoking. Christ plus celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles, Christ plus going to Israel, Christ by coming to church. No, none of that. Just in Christ. I am in Christ. If you read Colossians, it says in Christ, with Christ, by Christ, through Christ. Keep your eyes closed. It goes on to say this. It says, the Father has qualified us. And He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and taken us into the kingdom of light through the redemption of His blood and the forgiveness of our sins. He has qualified us. He has rescued us. He has redeemed us and He has forgiven us. It is the greatest plan on human earth right now, the plan of God, which is to qualify, rescue, redeem, and forgive people. I want to say to you here today, in Christ, you are qualified, rescued, redeemed, and forgiven. When those Thai boys got stuck in a cave in Thailand, the soccer team, when the tide came in, they flew experts from all over the world, recce, SAS officers from England, SWAT team officers, and they launched their rescue operation that cost millions of dollars. You have been rescued. God sent the SAS, the cavalry. He sent them. Whether you're in a cave, whether you're in a pit, whether you're on an island, whether you're stuck in darkness, God sent a rescue operation called Jesus to rescue you from your pits and from your hell and from your demonization. He came and rescued you. He qualified you. He didn't ask you to jump through hoops. He qualified you with the truth of the finished work of His Son. He redeemed you. I'm sorry to draw attention to myself. Just keep your eyes closed. I love people smiling. I believe one of the greatest responses to the finished work of Christ is to smile. And when I see people not smiling, I get grieved. And most of the time they don't smile is because their teeth are messed up. And I went to Durban just before lockdown and I met a waitress, a Hindu lady, Vinny is her name. She's in her 40s. She's serving in a restaurant, got no hope, got no future, and got buckled teeth. And I felt God say, put braces on her. And this week on Friday morning, Vinny phoned me. And she was crying. She said, Rory, I'm about to go into the orthodontist to have my wisdom teeth taken out. Thank you so much. Friends, we are not just about building a little building on a piece of property in the corner of Pretoria. We are involved in a plan of redemption. We're involved in a plan that preaches Christ to people who are buckled over, lost faith, lost joy, lost hope, lost a future, lost their destiny, lost their peace. And as we preach Christ to them, they start standing up. We fix their teeth. We fix their marriages. We fix their upbringing. Not by some fancy thing, but by preaching the redemption of Christ. We throw diesel at the generator. We throw light fittings into the building. Whatever it is that we've got, we furnish it with every resource that we've got so that people who are broken can be made whole and people that are buckled over can be made straight in Christ. In Christ. Father, I pray, if you answer prayers, Lord God, and I know you do, would you give the Rolex box, the authenticity certificate, would you give the true value of what it means to be in Jesus? Would you give that true value back to every person sitting in this room today? You say, but Rory, you don't know what I'm done. I call you my holy brother. You say, Rory, but you don't understand. I call you my holy brother. I call you my holy sister. Yes, we are in Pretoria. Yes, we are in COVID. Yes, we are in crisis. But my friends, we are in Christ. We are in Christ. Say that with me. I am in Christ. I am in Christ. I am in Christ. Amen.